The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, I'm really, really getting ticked off that these passwords and usernames and password updates, it's getting ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in the past year, I have probably had to change my password or change my username because it expires, and now it has to have uppercase and lowercase and numbers and symbols probably over 500 times. Look at how everything has to be now encrypted and on your computer. And I'm being driven crazy right now. I do driver DOT physicals now. I got my medical certification back in May, so we have to be on the website. Great, we're on the website. Good, people can find me. I love it. That's fine. Okay, then once a month, we're supposed to let the company know that we did your CDL physical. It's not good enough that we give the patient the paperwork. We also have to notify the website. Okay, but it's not as simple as a fax like things used to be. No. You need to log into the computer system. You got to input everything into the computer system. Okay, so what's your username and password? Well, I don't know. I mean, my username and password, so I put the username and password that I think I gave him. No, invalid. Invalid password, can't find that username. Okay, so then you click the forgot username, and then you click the forgot password. Then they give you a temporary password. The temporary password is usually like a 1VE, 2 number sign, hashtag, TRF, something weird. Okay, so you decide to copy and paste. You put that on there. They say, fine, create new password. Okay, so you try to create a new password. Okay, I'll pick an easy password that I could remember this time. Password. No, you can't do that because hackers will know that one. Okay, well, password one. No, people will know that. But you're going along the same line. You got numbers. Where's your capital letter? Okay, capital letter P for password. There. P password. Nope. You need a number. Okay, one. All right, now you need uppercase, lowercase, number, and a symbol. Okay, P password one, hashtag, good. It works. Medium strength. Not high strength, but medium strength password. Okay, I got a medium strength password. Then I yell at my husband, honey, I'm not going to remember this. My password is capital P, password 1, hashtag. Why are you? He's screaming it across the office. Other people can hear. They go, trust me, nobody's going to use that password. It's too hard to remember. Write it down. Okay, so then I try to write it down on something. I'm like, well, I don't want to write it down because somebody will then find my password. Okay, now the username, I have to change the username. Well, I can't do, hot sexy mama anymore because you cannot reuse the same username. Yeah, hot sexy mama is my username. You can't use hot sexy mama again. You have to use something different. So I try to remember my last username, which was Superfly Mama. And no, that one, because I can't use one in the last six that I've done. It has to be something different. I cannot reuse something that I've done the last six times. So now I have no idea if I'm password one, hashtag, hot sexy mama, you dig, Superfly. No, I have no idea. So anyway, we're doing this again, and I am getting sick of this. I got one of those Target credit cards. I'm not trying to do a commercial for Target, but I shop at Target a lot, and it was really ticking me off that anybody who used their Target credit card automatically got 5% off. Well, for the amount of money I spend at Target, I'm like, fine, I'll get the stupid credit card. Well, to get your statements or to do anything with that credit card, you need to do the username and password. And same thing. It can't just be a simple username and password. Hot mama and then password is my password. No, you have to actually use symbols and all that. So I cannot access my banking, my Target card, my JCPenney card, my Discover card, my kids' grades. I have no idea what their password is. It keeps changing. I have no idea what my kids' grades are. My kids know this. They know. Because I'll be like, you know what? Do you know the password to the school website? No, Mom. Well, the older one just mumbles, so it's like, no. And I'm like, you don't know the password? No, Mom. Well, how do I know what your grades are? I'm fine. Your grades are fine? Yeah, Mom. Okay. Well, your grades are fine. I hope so. Now, are you sure? You're the one that can't remember the password, Mom, and you're asking me if I'm doing well in school? Okay, you know what? Fine, you win. I'll let that one be, and I'll move on. Okay, Mom. Do you love me? Is that a yes or no? Anyway, so I'm done. I don't know how much more I could change passwords. I don't remember any password to nothing, and I'm sick of it. And I know we're all afraid of the hacker. I think we are more afraid of hackers than we are of terrorists these days, aren't we? Look at what we have to do throughout our day to protect ourselves against the so-called hacker. I don't know who you hackers are out there, but you are really ticking me off. And if ever I see you, I am opening up a can of whoop-ass because this is ridiculous. You are making my life absolutely miserable. And on top of that, I could possibly get in trouble with the National Transportation Safety Board because I'm not reporting the DOT physicals I do because I don't remember my username or password. This blows. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. This one story that we didn't get to in the first hour is how many, many of us in America are just hooked on prescription pills. We'll talk about that. Right now, the UN report is showing 6% of American adults are hooked. I think the number is more, but we're finding that painkiller overdoses have risen 132% between 2004 and 2011. So this is some pretty scary stuff. Okay? We're also finding that many millennials, I guess millennials are the, millennials are not people born in the millennium, but people who are now the, I guess, in their 20s and 30s. That's what I think the millennials are. All right. I thought there was Generation X and then Generation Y and whatever. They say many may suffer from unemployment because they have bad body odor, that they don't put deodorant as high up and hygiene as high up as dealing with their phones. That's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. They say, according to the UN World Drug Report, it shows that 6.1% of Americans abuse opioids like Vicodin, OxyContin, fentanyl, codeine, morphine, such that painkiller overdoses have risen by 132% within the last 8 to 9 years. They say these adults are aged between 15 and 64. And the figure is twice as high as the world's second worst offender, they say, Australia, where opioid addicts apparently comprise 3.1% of citizens, according to Daily Mail. They say in the United States, quote, past year, illicit drug use by persons aged 12 or older reached the highest level in the past 10 years. The number of deaths resulting from prescription overdose also continues to rise, especially among women. This is really, really frightening. They say the number of trips to the ER for overdoses of opiates or opioids jumped to 183% in the time frame of 2004 to 2011, while the number of deaths jumped 132%. This is crazy. They say, according to official figures, more than 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written for Americans in 2010. OxyContin is the most infamous of these prescription opioids, and it was the main protagonist in the painkiller epidemic, they say. Now, remember, many of these opioids also have Tylenol with it, all right, and other medications. Vicoprofen has ibuprofen with it. So there's a variety of ways people could be afflicted or affected or have injury by these medications, even if the opioid itself doesn't hurt them. Now, according to the survey, the U.S. was at 6.1% of their population being addicted, Australia 3.4%, Afghanistan 2.92%, Pakistan 2.4%, United Kingdom 1.71, Estonia 1.53. So we obviously are beating many of these other countries that have access to these drugs. Just we are overdoing it. John Hopkins Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness said last year that by 2008, the annual number of fatal drug poisonings surpassed those of motor vehicle deaths, and overdose deaths attributable to prescription drugs exceeded those of cocaine and heroin combined. You know, this war on drugs is now needing to encompass the war on opiates. Now, this war on opiates, unfortunately, is going to have a lot of innocent bystanders affected. And that's what makes a lot of us nervous as doctors. Because as they start to limit and go after opioids, we're having people that genuinely need them for pain going to have less and less access. And it's very scary. You know, we see what's been happening with the VA system and some of the hospitals with this scandal, with the long wait times and the, you know, covering up numbers and I don't know, whatever BS has been going on. It's scary to me. But, you know, I mean, a lot of our veterans, if they're suffering from pain, either from their injuries or from age-related degenerative bone and joint disease, they need their medicines. Now, how are we doing from a research standpoint on getting medication or help to these people? Now, the research has definitely taken a big hit, especially with Obamacare, because there's not a lot of incentive for people to come up with new drugs. It would be great for somebody to come up with a new arthritis drug that doesn't cause liver issues, doesn't cause kidney issues, doesn't cause stomach issues, and isn't a narcotic. But they're having some trouble. Voltaren gel, there's been some gels that have come out that doesn't really get to the root of the arthritis, but it does help people with arthritis pain. So I really champion their efforts. I think it's phenomenal. They came up with something. If some people feel great with it, awesome. But I can't get insurance to pay for that Voltaren gel. So we're kind of stuck. Okay? Now, what's the difference between abuse and dependency? Well, there's, you know, to me, abuse is somebody that never really needed it and started using it for funsies and now is addicted. Yet many of you are accused of abusing narcotics because you require them every single day. And if you miss a dose, you start going through withdrawal. You're not abusing them. You're taking them as prescribed. You're taking these medications because you need them because you're in pain. But because you take so many, you are logged in to the DEA DEA has numbers of and data on anybody getting a controlled substance. The DEA has data on me for prescribing it. So anything that's a controlled substance is in a computer database. Actually, now everything we do is in a computer database. There's no privacy at all whatsoever. But based on your numbers, et cetera, you could be on paper considered a quote-unquote opiate abuser. And I don't like that one bit. Okay. Now, I mean, are we moving forward with research? Have we figured out how to deal with people's arthritic knees and their arthritic necks and backs and hips and shoulders? Well, you know, we're doing our best. You know, we're doing some Synvisc, injections. We're doing steroid injections. We're trying to do surgery. We're doing physical therapy, et cetera. We're doing the best we can, but there's really nothing out there that provides the same amount of pain relief, subjective pain relief, as the opioids, because they affect your mu receptors. Remember mu? They affect your mu receptors, and once your mu receptors are cloaked in that opioid, you start to feel pretty damn good. So I don't really see this getting solved or changes being made in the right direction. I see changes, and I don't know if they're going to be in the right direction. I see the government stepping in, looking at this number, going, this is too high, we need to stop the deaths. And you're like, what? Stop the deaths? How? We're just going to stop prescribing. Or we're going to penalize doctors for prescribing these medicines. Or we're going to X, Y, and Z. All right, well, that's okay. Can we please deal with the pain? How are we going to deal with pain? Now, the abuse population, that's a whole other story. And they have to be dealt with differently than people who are actually treating pain. A failed back surgery, a car accident, knees. Some people have heart conditions and they can't survive a hip replacement or a knee replacement. They just cannot survive that. Or they don't have the means or the family support. And so our next step is to isolate who's abusing them for poops and giggles. Okay, like for example, one way that you could do this is you could see if they have any documented medical illness. Okay, have they been documented to have multiple disc herniations or arthritis, etc.? The only problem with that is you do have some people that may have reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or they may have some sort of pain issues that you cannot see on x-rays or imaging. However, many of those patients, you could tell they are doing the drugs for poops and giggles. They've gone through extensive workups at Mayo Clinic, at UCLA, at Johns Hopkins to figure out what the hell is wrong with them. I mean, when I see somebody that has chronic pain, I mean, I believe them. Like endometriosis is a biggie. Some people with endometriosis, that is so gosh darn painful. And you really don't have a lot of data. Yeah, you could open up the person and you could maybe find some endometrial implants, but many people with endometriosis, you know, a little baby implant could cause just as much pain as people with multiple implants. Now, by implants of endometriosis, it's part of the uterus lining that escapes out the uterus and it lands on the ovaries or the stomach lining, etc. So when you're getting ready to have a period and it's starting to beef up and then you have a period and you bleed, right, vaginally from your uterus, these little implants that escape the uterus and landed on different parts of your abdomen start to bleed too. So now you're having quote-unquote internal bleeding, not that you're going to bleed to death, but you have, you know, parts bleeding into other parts of your body. That hurts. Your bowel does not want to feel fluid around it, not by any means. And so that could be very, very painful. And just a little bit could trigger a huge pain response. So we do understand the concept that pain does not have to be linear. It could be exponential. You could have something very, very tiny causing a whole slew of pain. Now, what I think we should do is we need to harness what little kids have. These little kids, they fall. They cry, and then they're over it. And it doesn't hurt them anymore. I see my kids, and thank God, the pain doesn't last. Me, I fall, I'm hurting for weeks. If we could capture those endorphins, or whatever the hell else young kids have, put that in a bottle, then it's a non-opiate. That's where I think research should go. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, you can email us with your questions at drdahlia.com or call in to us anytime you want, whether we're live or whether you'll get a message line, we will play your question on air, or we'll talk to you live if you call us between 9 and noon Monday through Friday Pacific time, or 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mariah writes, Dr. Dahlia, would you think that we are selfish as a whole? She wrote this maybe about 20, 30 minutes ago, because we were talking about in the previous hour, I don't know what I was talking about. I think it was, you know, griping about how people don't like doctors and people just want to do telemedicine and nobody gives a damn about Dr. Dahlia anymore. And people, but, you know, it's actually interesting. I think you're right. I think as a whole, and I don't want to say selfish as a negative term, I want to be very objective. Is society becoming more, it's about me and not about, it's about growing a future or something like, you know, or all of us, you know, kumbayaing and trying to build a future together? I have to say yes. I think what's been happening, it's interesting you brought that up, and I think I know why you brought it up, because, God, there was something I was talking about in the last hour, and I was going to bring up the idea that it seems to be more every man for himself these days than it used to. And there's a variety of reasons for that, okay? You know, I mean, and so I don't know if selfish is the right word or if it is. But it is every man for themselves, every man, woman for themselves. All right, well, first, the idea of you working for a company and then you being with that company for 20, 30 years and then you retiring from that company and then that company taking care of you and their your family with pensions and health insurance, etc. Okay, those companies don't exist anymore. I mean, maybe there's a couple out there. Maybe some government jobs you get pensions. But for most of America, no, that doesn't exist. And so this recession has made us realize that saving and building and, you know, doing the best job we can and getting raises and getting promotions made us the biggest target when the recession hit. And many of the people that I see in my city where I work, they get jobs when they've learned that during an interview, all right, if they say, no, I don't need health insurance, or no, I'm good, I don't need that, just give me a job, they seem to get the job better than somebody who goes, yeah, I want to work up at this company and make a partner, I mean, we kind of have this, it's weird. I mean, I would think you would want to hire, I mean, I want to hire people from my office that want to be here long term, that want to grow with us. And a lot of my staff, they've been through thick and thin with me, and they're amazing. They're amazing. You know, then we've had some staff that have let us down, that have lied to us. You know, I've been afraid, they've been putting patients at risk, and I have to let them go. I mean, I can't have that. My patients come first. My staff comes second. And then I come third. That's just the way it is. Actually, no, my bills come third, and then I come fourth. No, my mom and the in-laws, I come eighth. No, I'm joking. But anyway, so yes, I would definitely say we start to see that every man for themselves. Going to college, okay? Well, if you go to college, you're going to get a good job. No, you're not going to get a good job just because you're going to college. Okay, so you need to be very, very competitive. So we've realized that we have to be more competitive. I never understood when I went to medical school in the 90s why people would try to screw other people in medical school. We didn't have that in my class. I went to a class in Northern Nevada. I did my last year at UCLA, but most of my schooling was at UNR, School of Medicine, and that's where I graduated from. And UNR School of Medicine, we all helped each other. I didn't see why being at the top of my class would benefit me. So I wasn't. I was in the top 99% of my class. Not joking. I did okay. But, I understood why I had to get good grades to get into medical school. I had to bust my butt to get into medical school because you're competing for spots. That I understood. And there's always spots. There's spots to become a nurse practitioner, spots to become a PA, oral surgeon, teacher. You always have to have some sort of competition. But once we were there, I don't have to compete. Okay, I don't have to be the top of my class. I'm not trying to get faculty position at Mayo Clinic. I wasn't doing that. I wanted to become a doctor. I wanted to open up my own practice. I'd rather have friends. I'd rather make love, not war. And boy, did I make a lot of, yeah, anyway. So, good times. Very good times. But we won't go into that. In terms of taxes, okay, we are getting so pushed in the mud. Our faces are being so pushed in the socialism mud that you're starting to get a bitter taste in your mouth of this sharing the wealth type of attitude. You know, I mean, many people who were unemployed that started to get some jobs, part-time albeit, but started to get some jobs, yeah, they're nervous about the taxes. They're nervous about paying extra money for gas. They're finally coming into a little money. So the thought that only unemployed people want socialism, no, they don't. Okay? Unemployed people want jobs. Okay? They want to support their family. Well, some unemployed people just want unemployment checks, and that's a whole other story. But most of the unemployed population that I see, they want jobs. All right? They want to get into the job. They want to take care of their family. And that's the priority now. I don't want to say selfish. It's our priorities are a little different. Well, what about the future? You know, we need to get rid of this debt. Get rid of the debt. I mean, this trillion-dollar number that we see. All right? To me, it's a big, huge number. But I can't busy myself and spend any extra energy than I'm already spending on my day-to-day activities, which is exhausting, on the national debt and what to do for my grandchildren and children. The only way I know to help my children and grandchildren is to make a good life for them now. I can't deal. So all this talk of, well, we gotta, you know, deal with the you know, our future generations' debt. Yeah, tell Congress to stop spending and get their heads out of their butts. I agree with that. But I'm not spending every day of my life working on that. And Congress, no, I got to deal with my family. I got to deal with my patients. I have bigger fish to fry right now. So the answer to the question is yes. We are becoming more self-centered. We're dealing with the here and now. We have abilities to do here and now. Okay? Many of us don't have health insurance. Do you think we're really worried about Medicare being around later? No, we're worried about what if I need something next week or next month. This is a much different scenario. It's a very scary scenario. Most of us have completely lost our nest eggs. I have no nest egg whatsoever. I have nothing to retire on. So right now, my 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20-year plan, 30-year plan, 40-year plan, God willing I'm alive, is all about me working. That's it. I have nothing to rely on later. And it's a much different attitude. It's completely different. Okay? I have to assume there's going to be no Medicare. I have to assume there's going to be no Social Security. I have to assume that we're going to have idiots in office completely run this country to the ground. Okay? And I have to assume that I'm going to have to protect me and my family from any tyrannical government, from any lack of national security, from any lack of sense when it comes to our health care, and I'm in protection mode. Okay? I'm not saying we all need to be doomsday preppers, but right now it's all about protection. Not to mention, in this day and age, we are able to see the destruction of what's happening in other cities, like Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, etc. We're able to see the destruction. As opposed to before, it was like, oh, the city got hit. You really couldn't see it. Maybe you heard about it on the radio. Maybe you saw some pictures. But it didn't hit home like it does now. Now with the media, things hit home. So we should prepare. And that's where we are right now. But the consequences will be, are we going to be building things for the future? Not a lot of people could spend time thinking about the future when we're so worried about the here and now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak,
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And
No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it looks like San Francisco could become the first city in the United States to tax sugary drinks. They say the Berkeley City Council voted last week to put a measure on the ballot that would impose a penny per ounce tax on soda and other sweetened beverages like energy drinks. This will not affect juice or diet sodas. And San Francisco is, plan on putting this on the ballot. When would this be? In November? So we have Berkeley. Let me see, because they're saying San Francisco is also pursuing. Berkeley is a Bay Area city of San Francisco, but that's not San Francisco proper. So they have separate elections, I believe, in Berkeley versus San Francisco. Beautiful up there. I love Northern California. It's gorgeous. I sometimes don't agree with all their politics, but this sugary tax thing, and, you know, what were they doing banning McDonald's Happy Meals, and they wanted to ban McDonald's? I don't know what they wanted to do with that. Okay, that starts to not make too much sense to me. But they say when we pass this measure in November, Berkeley will be the first in the country where such a measure has been passed. It's all about the taxes. Okay, so if you have a 12-ounce soda, your soda's going to cost 12 more cents. Excuse me, sorry. Do you think that really matters? I mean, look at what happened with smokers. Did increasing the tax really, really, really stop people from smoking? If somebody is really addicted to smoking and really addicted to tobacco, they're going to get it come hook or crook, okay? If a teenager is deciding, well, do I want to smoke some cigarettes or nah, maybe not. Yeah, maybe. You know, the extra tax may thwart them a little bit. You know, the harder you make something, but not to that degree. So a 12 cents for a 12-ounce soda pop, I don't think is going to do much. I just don't like the idea behind it. You pick and choose. See, I think it's very discriminatory. You're picking and choosing certain foods to tax. I don't think that's fair because then you're discriminating against certain groups of people. Those of us that like soda pop, okay? I mean, you know, you could say, yeah, but soda pop is bad for you. Okay, well, red meat, somebody could say could be bad for you. Red meat has been linked to cancer. Are you going to tax that? Oh, yeah, Dr. Barry, that's a good idea. Well, no, that's not an idea. What about Hebrew National Salami? You know what, that's expensive enough. I guess it doesn't matter whether they tax it. That's already high price. Hot dogs, processed meats. Things with nitrites and nitrates in them. Yeah, we should tax those. Those are bad for you. What about people that are on, let me say, there are certain people with medical conditions where they can't eat spinach because of the calcium oxalate. Yeah, then if spinach is bad, we'll tax that too. Okay, so now we're going to tax spinach. Dr. Dahlia, I'm lactose intolerant. Are you really? Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't drink milk. Milk's bad for me. Well, then let's tax the milk. I mean, see, this is my problem is the ideology behind it. Okay, I don't think it's fair to tax tobacco users. I never have. I am not for smoking. I'm against first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke. I yell at all my patients to stop smoking who do. Okay, don't get me wrong. But it is unfair to tax smokers. I don't even think that's constitutional. And now you're taxing soda pop drinkers. It's like saying, okay, those of you guys who ice skate, I'm not going to tax you. Those of you who roller skate, I'm not going to tax you. But for those of you who bungee jump, you're going to have an extra tax. Now, some people could say, well, what about fishing licenses? Okay, you're taxing fishing license people because they have to get a fishing license. That to me, I don't know if I would equate, because what you're doing is you are taking something from the land. Okay, if you are fishing, not on your own private property, but if you are fishing off of somebody else's land, you know, then I think you should pay pay something because you're taking something off a federal land. Otherwise, everybody would take all the fish and there'd be no fish, you know, in the streams. You know what I mean? So that to me is a little different because you're not discriminating against. If you're hunting, you need to get a hunting license. If you're fishing, you get a fishing license. And you are also, you need to usually get fishing licenses wherever you are, no matter what city, etc. So this sugar tax on soda pops is absolutely stupid. All right? They say a California bill to require sugary soft drinks to carry labels warning of obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay had died in the California legislature on June 17th. I wonder why. Two California cities, Richmond and Almonte, failed 2 years ago in their attempts to become the first in the country to impose taxes of a penny per ounce on businesses that sell sugary drinks. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. All right, anything. Say revenues from Berkeley's tax would go towards the city's general fund. Yeah, I all right, I know one of you is going to ask, what about taxing pot users? No, that's discriminatory. I don't believe in taxing a group of people. What about the government taking a cut? I don't know how you handle the pot thing. What I do know is Colorado's making some cash. And was it a city in Washington that started selling recreational marijuana today? I have to look it up. I mean, you make money. I mean, but you know what? But then isn't that sales tax? Doesn't sales tax already go to the state? Why would you tax on top of it? It's these additional taxes that's discriminatory. That's, I just have a huge problem with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, a while back there was a study saying people are looking at their hygiene less because they are addicted to their computer and their cell phone. There was some sort of, I'm trying to remember, we talked about it now, people are less likely to exercise or to eat right because they want to get home and get to the computer. Or they bring their phones with them into the shower, so they interrupt their shower or their shave because their phone is going off. So they're, you know, there's another study out right now saying that the millennials, okay, think their smartphone is more important than deodorant. And that, according to Mail Online, they may suffer from unemployment because they have bad body odor. And I don't know so much about that, all right, because I'm sure people will still put their deodorant on. It's like me, I put my deodorant on in my car. While I'm at the stoplight, that's when I apply my deodorant. Everyone's like, hi. I'm like, hi, sorry. Tomorrow I'll shave my armpits. You know, because I'm a busy girl. But that's if I'm ever in a rush. Okay, but you guys don't need to. Sometimes I apply when I'm on air. But, you know, it's interesting where our priorities are. All right? They actually have also found they think that deodorant seems to be less of a priority to even younger people because of SARS. Like, didn't Matt McConaughey, wasn't he very vocal about him not using deodorant? Or was it Kate Hudson that told us he didn't use deodorant in one of their movies? Okay, I don't think deodorant is bad. And I don't think people are concerned about health risks with deodorant. That would be scary. If anybody does link the aluminum in deodorant to Alzheimer's, or the aluminum in deodorant, or any of the chemicals in deodorant to something, that would really freak me out. That'd be bad. Because, Lord have mercy, we need our deodorant. Okay, if you let me take five things out into the wild, okay, one would be my phone, okay, even though they may not be cell phone service, that's okay. One would be my phone. The kids and my family and the dogs and the cats, so that'll be okay, but that all counts as one. We're assuming the family gets to be with you. Chocolate, water, probably first aid kit with some medicines, and then deodorant. Yep. I think that's it. Oh, a gun. Okay. Yeah, a gun. Yeah. Yeah. Weapon. No, you know what? Probably a knife. Because a gun, you could run out of bullets. Even though I could probably hit people with a gun or hit an animal with a gun, it'd probably be a knife. Yeah, a knife. I don't know. Chocolate. I already said chocolate twice. Bring extra chocolate. All right? Because I'm going to be sad that I'm out in the wild. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.